Thursday to you and yours, friend. How are you? It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Hello there. It's Joey Kroll on, of course, this Thursday, January the 3rd, 2013. How's your week going? It does not feel like a Thursday whatsoever, does it? I was actually talking with somebody, I think it was yesterday, Wednesday. I was thinking, yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and thinking that tomorrow was Tuesday, but it's really Thursday, and I'm thinking, okay, hang on, what day is the garbage man coming this week? It just confuses me greatly. The whole holiday stuff is just throwing me off. But regardless, today is Thursday, January the 3rd, 2013. And by the way, have you had a chance to write out the date yet and accidentally put 2012? That happens to me every single year, and I'm expecting for it to happen again this year. So it hasn't happened to me yet, but I'm sure it will. But regardless, friend, I pray that you are enjoying your week. I hope and pray that you know what day it is today. Yeah, so good to catch up with you. Did you have a good New Year? Yeah, do anything special? Yeah, our church had a great New Year's Eve celebration at our church, and it was great. It started at 7 o'clock. Everybody got there like at 7:30, and then just as the night was going on, we started to see people trickling out, getting tired, yawning a little bit more, getting kind of drowsy and sleepy, and it turned out we had about 50 people, and then for the countdown, at midnight, there were 5 people left, which was mostly our family, so it was really funny. But I found myself getting extremely exhausted and tired by like 10 o'clock. But praise God, we made it through to midnight and so forth. But yeah, I hope and pray that you and your family had a great and safe New Year. And yeah, here it is, brand new year, 2013, already January. This is, of course, a slow time for a lot of ministries. You know, after the Christmas season in January and February is probably one of the slowest times for gifts and donations to be given to not-for-profit ministries. So if you're listening today and you are a supporter of Great News Radio, thank you so much. A supporter either financially, prayerfully, or as a volunteer, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you've ever considered being part of the giving family, we do need you, and we do appreciate your prayers and your gifts of support. You can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give safely and securely through our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. God bless you as you pray and as you give to this radio ministry. Well, this time of the year, many of us kind of give ourselves a New Year's resolution. And I've given myself the New Year's resolution of never coming up or giving myself New Year's resolutions because I don't ever keep them. By the time January 10th rolls around, New Year's resolution, who cares? So, but today, as part of our Bible study today, as part of our devotion, we're going to be focusing on how to start the year off right when it comes to our relationship with God. So we'll take a look at that right after this song from Mark Bishop. It's called My Name is Jesus, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It it's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him, I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. Been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
And my name is Jesus, a great reminder that Jesus is alive. Amen and amen. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Well, I'll tell you what, this time of the year, lots of us, many of us, in fact, love to give ourselves what we call a New Year's resolution. You know, at our little New Year's Eve party that we had the other night at church, as we were ringing in the new year, we were just talking with just other members of the church and what their New Year's resolution was going to be for 2013. There were people who said that they want to save more money, get out of the debt. A big one is to get back into shape, lose a certain amount of pounds. And we've heard a lot of people talk about how they want to grow closer to the Lord. And I just pondered that a little bit here in the last couple of days on how that should be our, as Christians, our number one goal for each and every year, not only for each and every year, but for each and every day when we wake up, have that strong intimacy, that undying hunger for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So friend, as we begin this new year, 2013, kind of hard to believe that it's already here, but as we begin this new year, let's make an effort, a conscious effort, to grow closer to the Lord. So if you have your Bible with you, turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. And we're going to begin in verse 38. And this was right after Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan. And then we pick up in verse 38 of Luke chapter 10, verse 38, at the home of Mary and Martha. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work all by myself? Tell her to help me." Verse 41, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." I'll tell you what, so oftentimes in ministry and just working with people, the Lord deals with my own spirit, saying, you need to take a step back, you need to take a time out, you need to put things on pause. I mean, I can totally relate to Martha, and every time I hear this passage, I think, man, I really need to work on that. I am Martha. I mean, Martha and I can be best of friends, probably growing up in school. And we all know how hard it is at times when we get so busy with normal everyday stresses of life, tugging at our limited time. You know, we read that Mary chose the better part. Mary chose the better part while Martha was doing the housework. Now, let's not deny the real importance of housework and practical matters and things needing to be done and completed. And actually, the verse even says here, in verse 40, says, "But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made." So there were preparations that needed to be done and completed. Let's not deny the real importance of housework and with getting things done. I mean, with nobody doing that stuff, what would get done? If you really think about it, you know, life would be a mess. But according to Jesus, something was wrong. Something was wrong. Now, the verse says here that, you know, there were preparations that had to be made. Martha knew it, but Mary did also. Mary knew. Mary was where? She was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, to what he had to say. She knew that there was stuff that needed to be done and completed. But in other words, she had her priorities in line. Martha had her priorities out of line. And he made that very clear because Mary had chosen the better part. That's what Jesus said. Mary preferred and chose relationship and intimacy with the Lord over the physical preparations and housework associated with his visit. You know, I'm an associate pastor where I serve at my church, and there was a pastor who told me one time, he said, "Your greatest strength as a pastor is not in your knowledge, is not in your education or your experience. Your true power comes from your relationship and your prayer time with the Lord." And that blew me away. I knew that. I knew that intellectually. But he nailed it. Absolutely right. I think there is value and experience and education and knowledge. But he says your true power will be with your relationship with Jesus. You know, my wife, about I think sometime early in 2012, early last year, she came to me and said, "Hey, you know, do you have some time to talk?" And I'm thinking, "Yeah, sure. Well, what's going on?" And we just got to talking. I forgot how we got on the subject, but she really challenged me. She said, "You know, I really need you to spend more time with God, not only for yourself, but for me and for our family." Now, I wasn't dropping the ball in any area, but she can tell that she needed more, and she challenged me to spend more time with God. It was it was difficult because I had to get up earlier in my day to make an effort to spend time with God. And I'll tell you what, it's not fun. It was difficult for me because I'm not an early morning person. If the alarm goes off before 6, I'm going to be grouchy for the rest of the day. That's just a reality, okay? There are people who can operate without sleeping, but I can't. I need that sleep. I need that at least 6 or 7 hours, and it was a struggle. But man, oh man, once I get into the Word, once I just dwell in the presence of God, truly, truly, that's where some of my greatest sermons came from. But also, that's where I've seen the most growth in my life. And maybe you're listening today and you've maybe read Luke chapter 10, verse 38, where it talks about Mary and Martha, and you relate to Martha. Maybe you relate to her more than you know. See, Martha may have been busy in the kitchen, but it may not be a kitchen that you're busy with. It could be getting caught up in other relationships, spending time with friends more so than you are with the Lord. Maybe it's your job where you're spending way too much time on the job and forgetting about the relationship with God. Maybe it's trying to work for that promotion. Maybe it's trying to look for that newest vacation spot or whatever it may be. What is your number one priority in your life? Is it your family? Is it money? Is it material things? What is your number one thing in your life? Or the question is, who is number one in your life? God went to Abraham and said, Abraham, Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your son, your one and only son, whom you love, Isaac, on a mountain that I will show you. I want you to sacrifice him. And Abraham was forced with a choice. We read about this in Genesis. Abraham was forced with a choice. When it comes to the blessing or the blessor, which one will you choose? And we read and we read and we all know it that Abraham chose to follow and listen and obey God. And man, oh man, did he see the benefits from that. Wow, did he see the benefits of that? And that's my same question for you today on this Thursday. Friend, as we begin this brand new year, what is your priority? Who is your priority? Is it your job? Is it your retirement, your investments, your money, your paycheck? Or is it the relationship that you have with Jesus? And just spending that one-on-one time with him. You know, there's a story. Robert A. Cook, the president of King's College in New York, was speaking at the Moody Bible Institute a few years ago. He was saying that the day before he had been at a gathering in Washington and had talked to President George Bush, and went on to say that he later spoke briefly with President Ronald Reagan. And smiling, Cook said, "But you know what? That's nothing. Because today, I talked with God." If we really understood what an amazing privilege it is that the God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, ruler of all, perfect in holiness and righteousness, the one and only, completely and totally just, loving, merciful, omnipresent God, calls us his children and cares for our little need, I think we should give him a lot more time of our day. Friend, if you truly want to have a happy new year, let's put our priorities in line. And let's make Jesus number one in our life.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? I have heard you calling. will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will save. Finest bread I will provide till their hearts be satisfied. I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I
song. It's called Here I Am, Lord, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today. Don't forget Mr. Mark Burns. Yes, he's going to be in this seat tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, of course, beginning tomorrow morning. Well, friend, thanks again for letting me spend some time with you. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.